It's not something anyone ever wishes for, but it's something that all cities and regions hope to be prepared for, a large-scale medical emergency. It's known in the business as a mass casualty incident. Kansas City's medical community braced for such an event a week ago Tuesday. It was a little after 6 p.m. when an explosion rocked JJ's restaurant. James Garrett is with the Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department, which oversees the city's ambulance services. He says the department got word at 6:04 about what happened and that emergency medical personnel, including the region's nearest ambulances, were at the scene within 3 minutes.
And it was a chaotic scene when we arrived, so our units had to quickly identify patients, first of all. Triage those patients and get them transported as quickly as possible in order to get them the adequate treatment that they needed.
Garrett says he and others weren't sure what to expect, given that rush hour and happy hour make the plaza a busy, populated place around that time. Their response to any mass casualty begins with the local jurisdiction. So the city fire department took the lead in setting up a medical branch on the scene.
Every patient that we had that we identified that was in that particular incident was triaged and transported. Now, there were other patients that we were not able to identify immediately when we arrived on the scene, and those patients were walk-in patients.
The group triaged a total of 9 patients and sent them to St. Luke's and KU Hospital, which received its first ambulance patient at 6:17 p.m. and its last by 7. The department also set off a mass casualty incident, or MCI, alert. Doing so notifies area hospitals of what's happening and activates the region's healthcare coordination plan. The plan spans 19 counties in the bi-state area. Dan Manley with the Mid-America Regional Council helps oversee this and explained how it worked that night.
My responsibility is when the MCI alert went out and it was at 6:15 that night, that triggers the hospitals to report their bed availability. And so I started to monitor the incident from that point forward. I was making calls to the hospitals that were receiving the patients and, again, just determining what the situation status was for their facilities, how their resources were being utilized during the event, and whether or not they needed any additional resources.
So when an alert goes out, hospitals figure out their capacity and let Manley know through a special web-based computer system. Manley says all combined that evening, the 12 nearest hospitals to the plaza had capacity for nearly 300 patients of varying condition.
You know, as a level one trauma center, we're pretty capable of handling a large number of patients if we need to.
Derek Collins is the Emergency Preparedness and Safety Coordinator for St. Luke's Hospital on the plaza. Collins says at any given moment, a hospital's capacity can depend on several factors, including how many patients are already being treated at that time. He says when a regional mass casualty incident alert goes off, like it did last week, the hospital has its own response plan to coordinate activity underneath its own roof.
You know, the big priority, again, is just making sure that we've got all of our staff prepped and ready to receive patients. And the trauma team did an excellent job of activating the hospital's response plan, making sure the proper notifications were sent out.
A few blocks away, KU Hospital reported treating 5 victims. Later, they received 2 transfer patients needing care at their specialized burn center. It's the only one in the region. Again, Derek Collins with St. Luke's.
Once we know the patient's stable and we're able to, you know, provide care for them, it's just a matter of picking up the phone, working with our transfer teams to work out the best options.
Collins says coordination between facilities works really well. The hospitals meet monthly to plan for a number of possible scenarios that could hit the region. Dr. Michael Moncure, trauma medical director at KU Hospital, says events like the plaza explosion reminds them of the important role of hospitals and that they need to be prepared for anything.
I think it makes it even more meaningful when you're actually called to action and to see exactly what the response looks like. And so I think we did well. I think we were ready for probably even more patients. But that's what you want. You don't want to be caught.
On average, the region experiences 2 to 5 mass casualty incident alerts each year. Dan Manley with the Mid-America Regional Council says each situation's unique, but the plans have matured and evolved from the response to the Hyatt Regency Skywalk collapse in 1981. Manley says one big takeaway from the most recent plaza incident is the region has the ability to respond to disasters involving a lot of casualties.
We have over 9 trauma centers here in the urban area, and so that gives us some great flexibility to be able to meet that benchmark of having a patient into a facility that they can receive definitive care within a short period of time.
Manley, Moncure, and others say any casualty or injury is a tragedy. But they're thankful last week's incident didn't involve more people and that the region's medical system didn't have to test those higher limits of its capacity. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.